Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. Last night I had to do a late run to one of my local hardware stores to get some mulch. And I'd been working hard in the garden all day, and I was actually pretty tired. And there was this young man, very pleasant, Black American, who was just a delight. And he was so eager to help me, and I really needed it. I was just feeling so tired. I needed 10 bags of mulch. And he loaded the mulch for me and got the cart ready and helped me haul the cart down to checkout. And we started talking about gardening. And I was telling him what I was doing with the mulch, and I told him I had to run to the liquor store to get a bunch of boxes because I had learned this wonderful gardening trick about weed suppression and moisture retention. And the trick is actually you just lay these cardboard boxes flat and you cover the area that you want covered, and then you cover it with mulch. And the beautiful thing about that is if it's just regular cardboard, not the shiny cardboard, but just the plain old brown cardboard, it just breaks down eventually. It's biodegradable, it suppresses the weeds, and you have a beautifully mulched area. And he was very excited to hear my little tip about gardening, and he started talking about gardening and all the plants that he used to have in his house. And we were walking through the garden center, and he's pointing out, "You see that big one there? I had that in my house and people didn't know it was real." And he was saying, "I would like to fill my house with all these plants." And he's going on and on, and at some point he says to me, "You know, my father is a spiritual person." And I didn't know if he meant his father was a preacher. I didn't know. It didn't matter. And he said, and an herbalist, and I'm an herbalist. And he said, "And you know what I've noticed," he said, "about the older people," he said, "they come and they're doing all the gardening." And he said, "And you know what I think?" He said, "I think you get to a point where after all the struggle and all the politics and all the fighting and the commotion and everything, you get to the point where you realize the only thing that's true and real and brings us back is nature." Now, let me tell you, people, this was a young man. I don't know exactly how young. I'm guessing, 23, 24. And I stopped right in the store in the middle of the aisle, and I looked at him and I said, "That is a very profound observation." And I was really stunned by his observance, because it seems to me that people have to really get to be a certain age before they have this realization. But clearly you can have this realization at a very young age. But I never heard it expressed by a younger person so succinctly. And anyway, we went on and we checked out and we kept talking, and he was just a delight. And I thanked him and I said, you did good, you know. And he was like, "Always," you know. So after that, these lines kept coming into my mind. The lines are something to the effect of beauty in front of me, beauty behind me. And I had learned them from Joseph Campbell. And I decided to look them up again, research them again on the web. And I actually found that this particular prayer, this particular poem, is really a Navajo prayer for warriors returning home from war. And I got this information from the National Museum of the American Indian, which is a component of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. So I checked it out and I found the poem. And it's remarkable to me how in keeping it is with exactly what this young man at the store was saying to me. Because essentially he was talking about restoring balance, a state of restoration, of how does the human spirit find relief from all the things that can unnaturally stress it. And certainly war is among the top of unnatural distressors. So I found this on the website, and they talk about this. This is actually a Navajo prayer. And they talk about the ceremonies that the Navajo engaged in to return war veterans to a state of balance or beauty. And they have a term for this. On the website, they say this state of balance is called Hojo in the Navajo language. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's H-O-Z-H-O. On the website, they also quote John Brown, who was a Navajo code talker during World War II. And it says that this was from an interview in 2004. John Brown is quoted as saying, "I had nightmares thinking about the blood, the Japanese and the smell of the dead, rotting Japanese, and they probably got into my mind. And they had a squaw dance for me in Crystal, and I imagine they killed that evil spirit that was in my mind. That's what it's about. There's a lot of stories there. It takes a long time to talk about it. It usually takes a medicine man to explain everything properly, but it works." So I'm going to leave you today reading this prayer for returning soldiers. I think it's very sad what has happened in the world this week. There's just so much violence and unrest, turmoil, planes getting shot down, countries engaging in ground warfare, radical separatist groups wreaking havoc on innocent people. So I think it's really a wonderful thing to be able to insert this beautiful prayer into all that turmoil. And I wish you peace. And thanks for listening. And I'll see you next time on Radio Lee. Happily, may their roads back home be on the trail of pollen. Happily, may they all get back. In beauty I walk. With beauty before me I walk. With beauty behind me I walk. With beauty below me I walk. With beauty above me I walk. With beauty all around me I walk. It is finished in beauty. It is finished in beauty. It is finished in beauty. It is finished in beauty.